If you could hold the mic a little bit closer to your mouth when you're doing the English, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maharaj is learning Guru Dev. By her rope of her love, and in this bound stage, you, Nal Kuber and Manigri, these two people, the sons of Kuber, who were in the species of life, you have liberated them. Not only just liberation, you have given them prema bhakti. I am requesting for that prema bhakti. Mukti, what I will do with that? No need for liberation. In the earlier shlok, Namo Deva Damodaranta Vishnu, this shlok, he started chanting Nam Sankirtan. And the special frame is manifested in his heart with great eagerness. Now he is praying for his direct darshan. Earlier he was speaking in his heart. Now, please come in front of my vision. Please give me your darshan. Be merciful on me. Now he is beginning the prayers. The bhakti bhav is emotions of bhakti are in his heart, and now he is requesting for direct darshan. And very rare that this he wants the darshan of Bal Gopal Krishna, who is like this prem bhakti one can achieve in this manner. He is thinking in his heart that I am offensive, very, very offensive, offender. I am not qualified to have direct darshan. But Bhagwan is very vaktavasal. He has a lot of merciful emotions towards his devotees. And out of his mercy, because of his causeless mercy, this is what he decides, and that's why he is praying, hoping that he will give in. No, moksha, I don't want liberation. He's praying for his Sarat Darshan. Nal Kuber Manigri, the two sons of the demigod Kuber. They are very proud in themselves, especially proud in their beauty because of their opulence. They are very proud. They are also, because they are very educated, in very high-class family, the sons of demigods, they belong. Suppose there is no beauty, no education, but if somebody is, if one is rich, so many different prides can come in one person. And now he is the, they are the sons of Nand Kuber, the son of wealth, opulence. He has, they have so much opulences. That's why they have become very, very proud. If you have a lot of money, then you will start drinking, using for alcohol. Now they are totally intoxicated in alcohol, by alcohol, and now they are performing water pastimes with their girlfriends, with the damsels of the heavenly planets. Narad Muni is coming that side, they should have immediately asked forgiveness. But rather, when they see Narad Muni, they are saying that he is crossing this place. There is no other path for him to go through. Like this, they commit an offense at Narad. Narad says, "Oh, you shameless creatures, you have left all good culture. Go and take the species of life. Go and take birth in the species of life." Now, they immediately fell down at the Saint Narad Muni's feet. He says, "Now, whatever I have spoken, that cannot be untruthful. It has to come to be. But yes, there is one solution, that in, at the end of the Upper Yuga, Krishna will take birth. Bhagavan himself will take birth. That time in the, there will be a door in his home. You will be there present as two trees, and there he will come and liberate you. So that place he will come, and by the touch of, by his touch, you will become liberated. Rather, not even liberated, you will get prema bhakti." So like this, they immediately tell him to leave trees. Now, at the time of the churning of the yogurt, he remembers when Mother Yashoda is churning yogurt, that, oh, he remembers that there were these two boys cursed by Narad Muni. Now when he's tied to this landing motor, he's dragging this landing motor behind him, just tied to his belly. When he reaches these trees, this landing motor, he's moving around the house, and this, now when this running water touches these trees, they immediately fall down, and these two demigods are liberated from these trees, bodies of these trees, and they circumambulate Krishna. With folded hands, they offer prayers to Krishna, and then Krishna says, "Go back to Golok Vaikunth now, in Golok, Silingpakanta and Madhukanta." In the assembly of Krishna, they became the speakers of Harikatha of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. If amongst the Vaishnava, amongst the elderly persons, there is Vaishnava like Narad Muni, The Vaishnavas if they chastise the Guru, if he is chastising, correcting you, you should accept it on your heads, his instructions, if you want auspiciousness for any benefit for yourself. It will bring so much auspiciousness to you. And if Gurudev is chastising you, if you don't accept this chastisement, then you will fall down from bhakti. Remember this in your hearts. Not once. I've seen many, many times whenever Guru or Vaishnava they are chastising, it is for the benefit of the person. If Guru or Vaishnava they are chastising, stay in that place and perform bhajan. Otherwise, this is a little and oh, I have seen many gurus like you and you walk away. That's not going to bring any benefit to you. And take another guru. Finished. Everything will be finished for such a person. Careful. Translation.
I want to see that ball as an object of the balance with the rope of the driving water. You deliver the two stars of the god of wealth, Kuber, then money wheel and now Kuber. They become two trees, but not only did you liberate them, but you also gave them to come among people. Therefore, my priority, my ultimate goal is prana, not simply bhakti or liberation. In the previous verse, he has prayed, Namo Deva, Namo Dana, Spirito Chanti, Akarasuka Chalati. Then he began chanting the name of Deva, Namo, Ananta, and Vishnu. By his last many times, he achieved a special type of prana. That time was full of Utkanta and great enthusiasm for a very special dasa of Krishna as that form of the child bowed by Mother Yashoda. Therefore, he is praying in this verse. That form which I had only seen in my mind, may that very form come before my eyes for direct darshan, sakshat darshan. That form is then rarely achieved, and the only means to achieve that darshan is Vastavya Prana. But my Vaishnava he has now become extremely humble. Therefore, he is saying, I am not qualified for such a darshan. But still, I have a great hope because Bhagavan is Master Vastavya. He is extremely, extremely tired towards his devotion. Therefore, two sons of Kubera, the god of wealth, and Mahirima, now Kubera, were extremely proud. All these especially caused one to become intoxicated by pride, just what I encourage you not to be the mantra of Kumamala. Beauty, high birth, learning, and too much wealth or opulence, these four things cause great pride. But even if there is no beauty, no high birth, or no learning, still, the intoxication caused by wealth is very bewildering. Therefore, what do you think of that? The two sons of Kuber had unlimited wealth, unlimited beauty, all these qualities. Therefore, there were too much. When there is too much wealth, one must take intoxication. And when there is intoxication, there must be association with women. Therefore, these two sons of Kuber were drunk, and there were spoilers with the lady for the heavenly mother, the afterlife. At that time, she bowed when he came there, laying on his Venus, and seeing him, the afterlife, they ran away into the forest. That time, the two sons of Kuber became very angry and began to abuse Naira. Oh, why are you turning Baba. We say no one apart from one life. Now they cannot the water completely naked. Now smell everything. They are completely shameless, my tree. Therefore I will take away the cause of their intoxication, which is their wealth. Therefore he cursed them, become trees. And me could I beg forgive them. We have they ran towards him and fell on his feet. We are very sorry. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. We are legal offenders to your level of speech. That time should not believe. His heart softened. He said, don't worry. At the end of the one for you now. But one solution will appear. And you two will take birth in his courtyard as two are little trees. And he himself will liberate you by his touch and will also give you bread of others. Therefore, Mother Yasoda offered a binding Krishna to the grinding water. She returned to perform other duties like churning yoga. That time, remembering the curse of Narada, the Sakya, the friend of Krishna, from behind, pushed the grinding water outside. And as Krishna entered through the tree, the grinding water became caught between them. Thus, Krishna pulled very hard, and those two trees broke and split and fell to each side with a great noise. From those two trees, two exquisite forms of demigods appeared. They offered prayers to the feet of Krishna and served and adulated him with great respect. Therefore, Krishna blessed them. Therefore, you have experienced no more the bondage of material existence, and you will achieve my eternal bhakti. Therefore, they went to the love of Vrindavan, he came to speak to Chanda and Madhukanda. They sing most excellently in the assemblies of the Vrindavan. Therefore, you tell the sadhu, especially in the Parampara of Sri Narayanpuri, and they give us some chastisement or some punishment, then we should accept that very happily. If we do not accept that chastisement happily, then everything we have will be lost. Because they are only doing so for our own auspiciousness, for our own well-being. But if we think, oh, what kind of guru is this? Why do you speak to me like that? I have seen many other gurus. Tell us, I'll take teaching from someone else. Then what will happen to such a person?
Swarupa Goswami. He has spoken about a sequence of achieving prem. Starting from first of all, some Sukriti should be there about regarding Krishna or regarding something Krishna. Sukriti means sadhu sang, first of all. And later, then he hears Harikatha from the Vaishnavas. Then his desire arises in his heart to serve the, to perform some seva. Then, how I will get this bhakti? Then, to the assistance of the pure devotees, he develops his desire. And in this sequence, Guru, Krishna, and Shastra, he develops firm faith in them. Whatever Shastra says, whatever Vaishnavas or Gurudev says, whatever Krishna has said in the scriptures, he has firm faith in all those words. Life may leave his body, but these words, he doesn't leave them. He has firm faith in these words. And he begins to search for Guru, and then the Bhagavan becomes merciful on him, because if he desires pure bhakti, then he definitely makes him reach a bona fide Guru. If he has no desire for one-pointed bhakti, ekantik bhakti, he has desires for material wealth, material opulences, then he reaches an asad Guru. But if he desires for ekantik, oh, I do not desire anything else, then definitely Bhagavan arranges everything for such a person. Then he gets initiation in Harinam, serving Gurudev, then his bhajan kriya is starting. Shravan, Kirtan, Krishna Smaran, Pada Sevanam, etc. First of all, in Vedic Bhakti, and later on, by your mercy, Raganuga Bhakti he achieves. Then Anantanivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asati, Bhav. Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, what does it mean? Shuddha Sattva is all this world. Shuddha Sattva, pure Sattva, is only one thing. Shuddha Sattva is Bhagwan and his associates. The Bhagavat associates, Sita, Sadam, Subal, etc., Sarishuddha, Nanda Baba, they have Hatsalyatha, Lilita Vishakha, etc., Manjuris, they are in Madhuriras. Krishna, towards Krishna, these emotions, these moods, this is Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, Visheshatma. This special, what speciality? That this emotion, this mood to serve Krishna, Visheshatma. They are doing anything that is favorable for Krishna, to serve Krishna, and taking the decision of his associates, they have some very fortunate souls. Meditating on the moods of Rupa Manjari, that Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma enters into the hearts and infuses all the energy in his heart, and then Rati develops in his heart. You must understand that this person has achieved his goal. And if some people go to Radha Kund, that taking door opening and taking intercession from Babaji, this is my naam, this is my service, hearing such instructions, this person is definitely going to fall down. He's all our acharyas, Sri Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, you know, with firm faith, they are following this sequence. Radha Kund, the Babaji, they are all sahajiyas. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he left asking about somebody that how he left, and he is residing at Radha Kund. He left everything, and he rather later on left everything. He left even chanting, all proper etiquettes also. One, my Guru Maharaj Shishya was also there. He went to Radha Kund. He left everything. And then he was performing some bhajan. After a few days, he fell down. I have seen many, many people behave like this. Our Russians, especially, they are very sentimental. They are not even touching the roots, and they want to climb to the peak. They want to touch the... Oh, that this Gopi Bhav has come to us. What can I tell you? They are offenders. They will rather leave all proper etiquettes also, all dharma. They will be devoid from all proper dharma. And they again enter into the household life. You are good. English is speaking.
They are
From Russia to Russia. This is the sequence of bhajan. And like this, you can achieve prema bhakti. Translation.
Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given a sequence to the attainment of us of bhakti. And those throughout the past hundred summers. Firstly, one will knowingly or unknowingly accumulate sukriti. Sukriti means knowingly or unknowingly one has yet some relationship with Hari Guru Vaishnava. By the accumulation of that sukriti, one achieves sadhusanga. In that first time of sadhusanga, by hearing, that desire to serve Krishna, or Krishna's seva vasana, enters the heart. Then one becomes greater desire. How can I achieve this bhakti? Then he performs sadhusanga the second time. This second type of sadhusanga, the devotee is now with unflinching faith and determination to follow the words of Hari Guru Vaishnava. At that second type of sadhusanga, the devotee thinks, I might leave my body, but I can never leave bhajan. When it awakens in the heart, one will search for a bona fide sadhu, bona fide guru. If the devotee has a pure intention to achieve and perform pure devotional service, then by the mercy of Krishna, he will achieve bona fide guru. But if that sadhu has other desires, except for the pure service of Krishna, then Krishna will send a false spiritual master, and he will be cheated. And by the birth of Sri Krishna, one achieves the shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru, bona fide spiritual master. From that bona fide guru, one will take Harina, one will receive Harina, Shiksha. Then he will undertake the limbs of devotion under the guidance of the spiritual master. This is called Bhajana Kriya. At first, he will be performing Vaisa Bhakti, regular deep devotional service. But by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, gradually he will enter into Raga Yoga Bhakti. Therefore, after Bhajana Kriya, all of the masters will be destroyed by the performance of Bhajan, and that sadhana will gradually achieve Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashanti, and Kaisi Bhava Bhakti. But if Bhava Bhakti, Jivaka Goswami Bhada said, Sudhasana Visheshatma, Mela Sudhya, Samyuva, which is the Chitta Vajunta, Kritum Sadhu Vishnu. What is Sattva? In this world, there is no Sura Sattva, there is only Asura Sattva. For living existence, mixed with the three modes of nature. Then what is Sura Sattva? Sura Sattva is within the Jivatma. And we share Sura Sattva. That is the devotional sentiment contained within the heart of the eternal associates of Sri Radha and Krishna. For example, in Satyarath, this Sri Radha is contained within the hearts of Sri Dhan, Sri Bhav, Madhavadha. In Kaloka Vrindavan, the Sri Radha in Satyarath is contained within the hearts of Sri Radha and Krishna. And in Kaloka in Madhavadha, that is contained within the hearts of Sri Guru, Sri Manjari, etc. Therefore, the path of the eternal subject is called the Sudhara Sattva. Therefore, the Sheshatma means Sudhara Sheshatma. When we perform hearing and chanting and constantly remembering the service mood of those associated with Krishna, then Bhava, then Sudha Sattva will enter our heart. That person is Visheshatma, becomes a special person. And this is Visheshatma within the heart of the Jiva. Or we move up the channel. to the heart of the devotee, and it is the super that I know. So we said, move in there and serve in the heart of the eternal associate. And when they move, reflect in the heart, then that is to the start of Visheshatra. Then, thinking of that mood, even in chanting to achieve that mood will be into the heart. But that is very rarely achieved. So these days, it's a matter of great balance. There are many, many devotees, at least the feet of the bona fide spiritual master, and they're going to the radical, and they think, quickly, I will accept, door open, it becomes Babaji. And then they take Dhopi Mantra in from radical to the Hajjus, and then they fall down. Guru Maharaj says, they leave the bona fide Guru Parampara, and they lose everything. Guru Maharaj said, even the disciples of Srivastikara Swami, they went to radical, they left their Guru there, they went to radical, took their new Gopi Mantra, and what happened? After some time, they completely fell down. Buddha said, even because disciples of his spiritual master, Buddha said, even because disciples of his spiritual master, they went to radical, took so-called reinitiation. After some time, again, they were drinking alcohol, taking meat. Then they got one honesty, became fantasy. Therefore, Westerners, no one to mention any particular country, Russia. They do not want to, they want to get the fruit from the top of the tree, therefore they jump up there. With such persons are very offended, because they make offense to the guru, the Vaishnava, they completely fall down to materialism.
Especially the Russian people.
They want to be old. Is very possible in Russian today.
Buddha Ji Mantra. Or Vishuddha Sattva Mantra, Vishmigay Parikar.
Shuddha Sattva means the liberated soul. Vishuddha Sattva means the associates, Bhagwan and his associates. And Ashuddha Sattva is this world. That mood of the associates of devotees to serve Krishna, the procedure to serve Krishna, that is Visheshatma, that is Bhagwan Shri Krishna meditating on him under his guidance of these associates, that moods, those moods are infused in the hearts of the jiva, that is called Shuddha Sattva, Visheshatma, English.
I know there are so many devotees. They don't want to listen to my class. They want to preach and to do parikrama. But they should not do like me. And what? Try to control their mind. And still have no imagination. No changing place, chanting, no changing yarikata. Even controlling mind, we should try to hear, listen, yarikata, and chant.
Namaste.
and it's having a little difficulty. He was very cold, and she's like, I know. Now, it's like. Oh, Damodar. You have this rope that is binding you. I offer my respects to it. The base, the fundament of all this, origin of all this universe. You, your beloved, Sri Radhika. I again and again offer my obeisances. This transcendental pastimes that you have performed, again and again, I offer my respects to them. Like this, with this prayer, speaking like this prayer, my desire is very, very rare. Without Bhagwan, without mercy of Bhagawan, it cannot be achieved. Amongst all the devotees of the Bhagawan, who is this topmost? Srimati Radhika. Without her mercy, Krishna's mercy cannot be achieved. And this rope is so fortunate. It is touching and binding the belly of Krishna. This is not ordinary rope. Outside, inside, nothing he has. He has no existence. Tangible existence, we can't see him, maybe. Because he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he's saying thereafter that Namaste to Dhamne, Skura Jyoti Dhamne. I'm offering my respects to your belly. All the Brahma, Brahman, all the universe, all the origin of all this universe is Yashoda mother. She has seen in her childhood, in his childhood she has seen his open mouth. All the universes are present in that mouth. That is why that rope is so superior. I offer my honor to that rope. Offer my respects to his belly. Cannot bind Krishna. He has no inside, no outside. How can you bind such a thing? This binding, but that he has accepted, is so beautiful. The 14 from this belly has appeared this 14 bhuvan, the 14 worlds. This lotus flower on which Brahma has rested. Means if this belly is bound, it means the entire universe is bound. What it means? Yashoda mother, by her vatsalya bhav, she has bound him. So it means, because all the universe is present in that belly, it means she has bound the entire world because of her claim. Now all the world is under control of Mother Yashoda because of her vatsalya bhav. Impossible to bind Bhagavan, but still, out of vatsalya, she is able to bind him. समस्त सुधाम ने स्वराज ईश्वर भगवान हिमसेल्फ ब्रजेंद्रनंदन श्री कृष्ण bound by the ropes of Vatsalya Ras. I offer my respects to this rope. This is not ordinary rope. This is the personified Vatsalya Prem. This is no ordinary rope. This is the personification of Prema Swarup. It is, Krishna cannot be bound by any material rope. He doesn't have anything below, bottom, outside, inside, external, nothing he has. How such a thing can be bound? But still she has bound him because of Vatsalya Prem. Namo Radhikai. All the desires that a jiva has can be fulfilled by Radhika Chandrauli and others cannot. There are so many, her name is eternal. Your name is Radha, but if somebody performs some service, that service is called Aradhana. Radha and Krishna are one soul, two bodies. There is one body. Because of tasting their pastime, they have expanded into two, Radha and Krishna. Guru Maharaj has explained something further. Sanatana Goswami has explained, defined something, and he is saying that Namo Nanta Leelaya. The pastimes are unlimited. Leela means
Leela
means means that which has Li means Alingan, embracing. Law means to accept. Leela means to accept, embrace. Gopis are embracing Krishna. Like this is performed, this Rasalila pastime. Rather, many, many pastimes of this are performed. So, this is the name, Leela. This is what it means. Sanatana Goswami Pada has explained. Leelas are very confidential. These Rasalila and etc. are not described each and every place. They are very confidential. But suppose somebody is qualified, in front of him such a person can be described these pastimes. Otherwise, it's not proper. Otherwise, it is like drinking poison to describing to somebody who is unqualified. Time of churning the ocean, what came out first? Poison. Bhagavan called Shankarji that only you can accept this. He did not take it inside, he did not swallow it. He just took it inside till the throat, he held it. And that's why, because his throat turned blue, it became known as Nilkantha, the blue-throated. Suppose somebody is unqualified, this castle and other pastimes if he comes to here. If you describe to such people, this is what will happen. Like drinking poison, it will burn him. You can give him some indication of these Madhurya pastimes on Chagalkataru. So now we will speak about Bhajan Rasya a little in the morning from now onwards.
So finally, I give pranam. To that road, which is really the road of Sarvabhakti. That road is not ordinary road. It is full of brotherhood, spiritual devotion. It is also Vishwa Adar. It is the Lord of the universe. Thereby, I give namaskar, I give my obeisances to that road and to that leader also. Is making my desires very difficult to achieve. Without the mercy of a devotee, I cannot achieve success. And of all the devotees, the best devotee is Srimati Radhika. Without her mercy, there is no question of attaining the mercy of Sri Krishna. Therefore, that road that bows to Krishna, it cannot be an ordinary road. Because inside Krishna's stomach is the limits of the universe. And that road bounded. Also, what's the thing of that? Krishna himself has no beginning, no end, no inside or outside. But that road bounded. Then I give pranam to Krishna's stomach and to the road. And that Krishna's stomach is superior to the road. My dear Soda, so that this road does and to between two times. One time in the mouth of Krishna, she saw all the elements of the universe. And now by binding Krishna's stomach, she has done the second time, because inside Krishna's stomach is within the universe. Therefore, from Krishna's stomach came Chaturmukh Brahmaji, and from him came the cause, he is the true cause of the creation. Therefore, Krishna's stomach is the cause of everything. But that road bound that stomach. Therefore, Maya Sula not only bound Krishna, she bound the entire creation. In fact, she controlled millions of universe, which is actually impossible, but it is made possible by her not studying her. Therefore, Namaste Sudhamne, Buddha Siddhidhamne. No other incarnation was ever bound. Not even Balaram would have found the Swami Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the controller, the whole controller, the only he was bound. See, if I keep my pranam to that rope. Krishna is never bound by an ordinary rope. He is bound only by Bhagavan Prem. They have a real truth of that rope is the Bhagavan Prem of Sri Bhagavan Yasoda. He is body with a Bhagavan Prem. Therefore, Krishna, who is unlimited, who has no inside, outside, beginning or end, is bound by that spirit of Mani Asura. Therefore, Srimati, Namo Radhikari, Radhika, I give my pranam to Srimati Radhika. It is her only that fulfills all the desires of Krishna. Even Chandravasan cannot fulfill Krishna's desires like Srimati Radhika. Therefore, the constitutional root, the Rui of her name, Radha, means she is worshipful even for Krishna. Or she worships Krishna. The main is Krishna worships her. Therefore, she found Buddha at last to be a confidential being of this Namo Nasa Nikaya Devaya Siddhya. Lila. Lila means alikan, to embrace. And love to accept. Lila, to accept the embrace of Sri Krishna, that is Lila.
Your call is disconnected.
The same way once 41 qualifications, once you're 10 to 5 times efficient.
Yeah, I just,